Rock Island spokesperson Ron Fournier says Senate action was just half of what's needed. Fournier says the Senate and House bills must be reconciled and Congress must authorize funding in each of the next 15 years. He says the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is ready to begin some environmental restoration projects, but there's still some red tape to go through.
We'd like to get some of this environmental work done. It'll give us another funding option, another way to get a lot of good work done on the river, also improve the lock and dam system. So we're hoping it passes. If it doesn't, you know, there's always next year. But like I said, passing would be great, followed by the funding of it would be even better.
Fournier says the nearly $2 billion plan includes construction of 7 1,200-foot locks. It also provides for an ecosystem restoration program. An amendment to the bill by U.S. Senator Russ Feingold requires independent review of core projects. Environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, supported that and also say there's no proof of need for additional lock and dam construction. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.